Jake Spaulding with you. It's time to talk Cough football here on the Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chat every single week, presented by Heinen Repair Service and the First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Talking with head coach Mike Paramore of the Cause. And coach, congratulations on a big Jefferson County rivalry win a week ago. You guys took down Jeff West 43-14 in that ball game, and a game that, as we talked about last week, it was one where rivalry comes into play, and you know, a couple teams that are desperate for a win, and you guys came out, you guys kind of took care of business early in that ball game, and just kind of continued that throughout the rest of the contest, right?
Yeah, really pleased the way our guys came out, and we created some turnovers early that gave us a short field, and we were able to capitalize on those and jump out early, and then could just continue to play with a high level of emotion and to keep locked in on what we're supposed to do. And it was a good win. I mean, they were dangerous, and they brought some things to the table that forced us to, you know, check ourselves and balance out some things and make sure we really played well, and I was very pleased with how our guys responded.
Over 250 yards total in offense, coach. What did you see from the offensive side of the ball that maybe had some improvement from week to week?
I think, you know, we just continue to get better up front, and I think we did a nice job of being pretty sound in what we were doing blocking-wise, and was able to distribute the ball around too. You know, throwing the ball was good to us. We hit some critical passes and got some things done there that kept us alive and kept drives alive. But being able to consistently, I think, pound the football, we did a nice job, and that's probably the best we've done that this year of, you know, just being able to get up inside and get 3, 4, 5 yards and find a way to distribute the ball to our playmakers, and they all contributed.
You talked about forcing some turnovers, and a kid that I feel like we talk about every single week, I'm going to bring him up again, Colton Kniper, with another big game this past weekend as well, totaling 17 tackles, couple for a loss, a forced fumble, and a recovery as well. So defense sounds like it was flying to the ball, and you guys were just really motivated on the defensive side as well.
Yeah, I got that nice did a good job getting around the ball, taking care of things, understanding what we were trying to accomplish defensively, and, you know, created those turnovers good. And another guy, Tristan Gordon, had two interceptions. One of them was a pick six for a 90-yard return, and that was huge at that point in time where that came into play in the game. And then also we got a fumble recovery. So, again, guys with a good nose for the ball, getting around the ball. Colton continues to play at a high level, and again, just a good student of the game, and like the way our defense is continuing to play and rally the football and do their job and understanding, you know, 11 guys working is a really good thing.
I'm going to go back a little bit earlier in the season, if you don't mind, Coach, and that's the fact that, you know, two different games that were losses for your team, totaling a 10-point difference. This team could easily kind of have the script flipped a little bit, 4-2 instead of 2-4 overall going into this contest this week. Just tell me about maybe the headiness of the kids, keeping their nose down to the ground and keeping themselves focused on one game at a time and coming out there and getting a big-time win like that.
You know, that's our message been all year. I mean, you know, week to week, it provides a new challenge. That's the great part about sports and, of course, playing football is, you know, you got to have a short-term memory, whether it was you can't feel too good about yourself, you're winning, because there's some things you can always do and improve. And so as a coach and staff, you fight that and, you know, make sure we stay locked in, because sometimes we feel a little too comfortable if we're winning. And sometimes on the other end, if you're getting beat, you know, you feel a little bit down and feel like you're not capable. So keeping that even keel, that steady message is what we believe in, and we're going to come out and work every day. I've always liked to say, you come to our practice, you can't tell if we're 0-9 or 9-0. We're going to practice the same way. We're going to have the same message to our kids. We're going to prepare week to week and make sure we're our best self that we can be when it comes to Friday night and be ready to compete.
Well, you've been doing it a long time, Coach, and it's definitely not anything new to try and keep that even keel mindset. You've been doing that again this year really well as well. Coach, we got to talk district action here this week. You are on the road at Topeka Hayden, and before we get into that conversation, you're in an opportunity right now with that win against Jeff West where, for all intents and purposes, you're in the postseason, but a couple district games left. What's your message right now for the kids as we hit these final 2 weeks?
No, we just keep beating the drum. Let's come back to practice this week, make sure we get better. And, you know, got a great challenge. Pete Hayden, they're a really good football team, and they're ranked where they are for a reason. They got a lot of talent. But they're just the next opponent on the schedule. So what do we got to do to prepare this week to get better and give ourselves a chance to be successful? And that's what we're working on, and going to go put our best foot forward on Friday night.
All right, we'll dive into the Hayden matchup for Perry LeCompton after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jake Spaulding back with you, talking with head coach Mike Paramore of the Perry LeCompton Cause. The Caught Locker Room Chat presented every single week by the First State Bank and Trust in Perry, as well as Heinen Repair Service. Coach, a big-time matchup this week for multiple reasons. One of them, probably the biggest one, is Class 3A district seedings, rankings, all considered for District 4. You guys hit the road to take on a Topeka Hayden team that is 5-1 overall, 2-0 in the district, and currently on K-Preps ranked 3rd in the state in Class 3A. With all that being said, you know you got a tall task in front of you. What's preparation been like this week as you're getting ready to take on a formidable opponent in the Hayden Wildcats?
Yeah, they bring a lot of different things at you. They probably the team that we played that brings you the most formations and puts you in a lot of different ways and brings everything from power running to football to we're going to spread you out and throw the ball. They got some nice playmakers, so from a defensive side, we've got to be really sound and make sure we adjust well. They don't put us in a bind because they'll get you in trips open, and they'll also then get you in some double tight, bring in the whole backfield and go pound away at you. So big challenge in that aspect. You know, offensively, we got to be able to see if we can control the football a little bit, see if we can burn some clock, see if we can move it, create some field position and get points when those opportunities provide themselves. So a great challenge for us. But again, we go week to week and, you know, we're going to go try to get better, take care of us. And if we do those kind of things, we feel like we got a chance to be successful on Friday nights.
For sure. And as you look at the difference of schedules and opponents, you know, not your typical a year of opponents for the Hayden Wildcats that used to be in the Centennial League playing big-time schools in the 5 and 6A ranks. This year, their one loss was at Wamego. But what you're seeing from that team is a really good defensive side of the football, not only the offensive explosiveness, but defense. They haven't given up. They gave up 31 points in the loss to Wamego. But in all their wins, the most points they've given up is 14. So what are you guys looking on the offensive side to try and exploit on that defense for Hayden?
Yeah, they fly to the ball, and they're very aggressive what they're doing. Just doing a nice job. Got a lot of athletes over there that run around. They're a very talented team. You know, if we can just be sound in what we do and go execute, you know, we got to be able to block well at the point of attack and see if we can grind some things out. They're really good at not giving up the big play. So from our point, if we can sustain some things, get some first downs, take advantage of some field position and see if we can capitalize from there, you know, it gives our offense a chance to be successful.
Talked about in the first segment about a couple matchups this season for your squad where it's been very close and two of them you couldn't quite get over the hump. One close game, got a big road win at Sabetha when a lot of people probably weren't sure who was going to come out on top in that game. This is the type of ball game for your squad, man, that I think you can surprise a lot of people if you can get there and get that win. What's it going to take for your team to get a win this Friday?
It's going to take a great effort. You know, this game is on Friday nights for everybody. You got to show up ready to play. You got to have a belief in what you're doing. You got to trust the game plan. You got to trust your teammates and then go play exceptionally hard. And that's the message we always send. You know, show up, control the things you can control, which is your effort and enthusiasm, and go execute what we're supposed to do. And take advantage of this time, man. Friday night football's regular season is closing in quick. And, you know, for those seniors to realize that, you know, there's not many more of these Friday nights coming, so take advantage of it, go play extremely hard, and let's just see where it takes us.
I think that's a big point that you make a lot of times with me, Coach, on these weekly locker room chats, is the fact that this is a short time window in a young man's life to be able to go out there on a Friday night, tell me what it means for you as a coach. You've been on the sideline for many, many years. To see that regular season's winding up and we're getting ready to get that postseason push, are you seeing a switch that needs to be flipped, or has that switch already been flipped with your team?
Well, I think they start to understand that, and sometimes it takes a you know, you hear that message, like, oh, man, it is. And then you start realizing because, you know, when you're 17, 18-year-old, the world's right there ready for you. And, you don't sometimes look at what's coming next or what's the next thing on there. And just the importance of take advantage of this time because, you know, there's very few guys you talk to later on in life that, you know, I wish this or that, you know. So take advantage of what you have, that opportunity to play, because it's a special time in your life, a lot of fun. I mean, I'm getting old, and I still remember my senior year in high school and how much fun it was to play with my buddies and what that felt like to, you know, put that uniform on for the last time. And those feelings still run, and that's from a long time ago. So those things are going to live with you and make those be great memories.
Well, Coach, again, I know that you've been a great leader on this program, but more so than that, you've been a great leader to young men, just your role outside off the football field as well. So I thank you for your time as always. Good luck this week and good health to you as well, and we'll chat with you again next week.
Sounds good. I appreciate that compliment. I just, I, you know, just enjoy doing it and sharing the passion for this game. And it's so much more than a game, and hopefully they carry on some life lessons after they leave here with it.
All right, great coach. And Mike Paramore here for Perry LeConte. Perry LeConte Locker Room Chats again, presented by First State Bank and Trust in Perry and Heinen Repair Service.